My name is Cass Francis, and I'm 14 years old. Today's date is October 5th, 2018. I was speaking with Alana, who's my mother. We were recording this in Bronx, New York. Alright, let's begin. So, where were you born?
I was born in Trinidad, in a place called McBean Village, Cuba.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? How was it?
I grew up with my grandma, so I was the youngest in the home. As a child, I was pretty spoiled. I basically got everything that I want. Basically got in no type of trouble. I would play alone with my imaginary friends most of the time. I used to love to play restaurant. I used to like to make food out of mud and serve it to my little stuffed toys. I also used to like to play teacher. I used to stack my toys in a row and pretend that they were the students. I also used to like to climb a lot of trees, just climb trees and just sit at the top of the trees.
Okay. What was one of your favorite memories as a child?
As a child, I remember my dad used to take me to the beach. And we would just go out there, and he would just have me sit on his little car. And we used to just spend the whole day at the beach together.
All right. Can you tell me about schooling? What type of student were you?
All right, at school, I was a good student. I always used to be on time, always had my work done. The teacher used to just love having me as a student. My friends, I chose the right friends. I chose the ones that would direct me the right way.
Did you ever have a nickname in school, and what did it mean?
I never really had a nickname in school.
Okay. So, for your teenage years, if you can go back and do your teenage years, would you?
I would, because as a teenager, I had my allowance. I never really had any chores. Like I say, I was basically spoiled.
So, what are you most grateful for?
I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful that I have my health and my strength. I'm grateful that I have kids that doesn't get themselves in a lot of trouble. Kids that listens to me.
So, how is your life different than how you imagined when you were younger?
When I was younger, I always used to think when I get older that I would have this big house. But being older, it's like all I do now is just work to pay the bills in the house. So it's really different in that it's just a lot, it's more responsibility now than younger.
So, after school, in the summertime, what did you do in your free time when you had the break?
I had one friend that was very close to me, and at her house, she had a pool, so what I would do is I would just go to her house for the summer, and we would just basically hang out in the pool. We would just go to the mall together, have fun. That's basically it.
Okay, so what was your relationship like with your parents?
Oh, I didn't grow up with my parents. I don't even know my mother. But my dad and I, we had a close relationship, being that I was his only child.
Okay, so let's get to what was one negative moment that you remember in your life? If so, why was it negative?
A negative moment that I remember, I think it was, I'm trying to think a negative moment. It would have to be the one time that I went out with a friend, and I think that we had went to a party without me letting my grandmother know. And that night was not really good for me because she did eventually found out, and she was very upset with me. And I don't really like hurting my grandmother's feelings, so it really made me feel hurt, and that was very negative for me.
Since we're on the topic of your grandmother, what type of person was she?
Oh, that woman, my grandmother was the sweetest person. She's the type of person that if you're in a problem, you need help, she'll be the first one to help you. My grandmother, she's very religious, so she goes to church a lot. She's always out giving out books. She's kind. She's a strong woman. She's independent. She loves all her kids. She works very hard. She came to America to make a better life for us.
Okay, so of the people in your life, like people that have been in your life, who do you miss the most and why?
Oh, my uncle. My favorite uncle. I missed him because he passed away with a heart attack. And my uncle, he was so funny. He used to just make me laugh. And I remember he used to bring me snacks. When I was younger, we used to hang out together, we used to go out together, we used to go to the movies together. We spent a lot of time together.
So, you said you were born in Trinidad. When did you come to America and why?
When I was 4 years old, my grandmother left, come to America to get a better life, to work, get a better job. And she left me in Trinidad, and I wasn't happy about it. So I started to get in a lot of trouble. She left me with aunts, and I was getting in so much trouble that they was just moving me from one aunt to the next. And then my grandmother just decided that the best thing was for me to be with her. So when I was about 5, I came to America to be with my grandma.
Okay. So now that you're in America, where did you go to first?
First, she lived in Brooklyn, so I moved to Brooklyn, which was different than Trinidad. Then when it started to get cold, obviously this was very different because where I'm from, where I was born, is summer all the time. And the different weather was really different to me. But as time went by, I just got used to it. And then being that she worked in New Jersey, I spent a lot of time also in Jersey, and I started to go to school in Jersey.
What was like the difference between school in Trinidad and school in America?
I didn't really have a lot of schooling in Trinidad, but starting school in New Jersey was really hard because where my grandma worked, it was a lot of white people, and at that time, racism was very high at that time. Sometimes there would be, like, for instance, in my classroom, I was basically the only black person there. And there were some of the students that were kind to me, and then there was other students that were very mean to me. Sometimes after school, when my grandmother picked me up, there would be some of the students would be calling me monkeys and all different type of names. So it was really, really hard.
Did racism ever affect your grandmother at where she worked?
It never did, because my grandmother is a very friendly person. So that being racist, it never really bothered her. And because of her religion helped her a lot in overcoming racism.
So, since you were in New Jersey going to school, since you have your grandmother's job, did you ever move back to where you first came?
Eventually I did. I completed elementary school in New Jersey, and then I moved back for middle school because what I went through in elementary school, being in middle school, I assumed that it would be worse. So I just really wanted to go back to Brooklyn.
The change from New Jersey to Brooklyn, like the schooling, what was the biggest difference? Like, how did it affect you?
The kids were different, obviously. There was a lot of black kids, and there was a lot of Caribbean kids, so I basically fit in fine. I had a lot of friends. I became popular. I had my little group. We were good students that we would go to school. We would walk to school together. We would go to school. We would do our homework together. The teachers never complained about us.
So, was it the same in high school than it was in middle school, or was there another change?
Basically the same thing in high school. Good student, always on time. At parents' teachers' conference, my grandmother used to have good news. My grades, certain subjects, my grades were pretty okay. My homework was always done. My projects was always done. I just did what I had to do.
Okay, so after school, after you completed school, what was life like?
The first thing I did, I wanted to get a job. So I got me a little job, and then I worked for a little while, stayed with my grandma, saved a little money. And then I got pregnant with you.
So, when was I born and where?
You was born December the 3rd, 2003, and you was born in Brooklyn, downstate Brooklyn. I remember that day so perfectly because we had a snowstorm on that day, and it was basically like a blizzard. And things wasn't moving. It was hard for the buses. I think the train had shut down I remember having the trains. The trains wasn't running. Buses wasn't running. The ambulance took a very long time. At one point, I thought she was going to be born at home. The ambulance finally came, and we finally made it to the hospital. And a couple of hours after you were born, I remember you was born 6 pounds, 10 ounces. It was a very hard labor. It's a very long labor, and it's very painful labor. But thank God you were born healthy and perfect.
So, how was I as a baby? Did I cry a lot, give a lot of trouble, or was I a good child?
You're a pretty good baby. You did what all babies do. You cried when you was hungry. You was just a perfect baby. You just laid there. I mean, even when you wasn't hungry, you just laid there by yourself and you just played with your little fingers until you fell asleep. And I just did everything that I had to do while you were sleeping. You was never cranky. I had no problems with you as being a baby.
So, when I was a baby, did you still manage to find a way to work? Or was it like taking up most of the time?
It took me a couple of years in until you got to about 4. And once you turned 4, I started to work again. I had this one job. It was a cleaning job. And what I would do, I would take you to work with me. And you had became my little helper. Like, we would be a little team. At times, I would do the little garbage, and you would help me fill the little bins, and you would help me with the little vacuuming. And it was pretty fun having you there with me.
Okay. So since I was around the age of 4 or 5, what type of kid was I in, like, pre-K?
Oh, in pre-K, you was a funny little kid. You had everyone laughing, including your teacher. The teacher used to love you. You would go to school. You would do your little work. You was always in school. The only problem that I had with you, I believe, in pre-K was that one time when I guess you had to be in a bad mood that day, but you took a scissors and you cut this little kid's hair completely off. And it was funny, but it was also serious in that I had to go in and speak to the mom and speak to the teacher. And I believe the mom had to cut the rest of the child's hair, being that it was a little boy and he had really long hair. But other than that situation, pre-K was pretty fun with you being there.
So, what would I do after school? Coming home from school, what would I do?
Oh, I would pick you up. We would go home. You would just do your little homework, whatever homework that they would give you. And then sometimes, at that time, I still had my little cleaning job where I used to go in the evening hours into the night hours. So certain days, I would take you with me, and then other days that you would just be home. Just, you was like basically alone at home. So you would just be at home, play with your toys. You would play with yourself, just like me when I was little, imaginary friends. It's the same with you.
So, when was the change that brought my brother into this world? When was he born?
Oh, he was born August 15th, 2006. He came into the world. And you was pretty excited when I did tell you that you was going to have a little brother or sister. And that day when he came into the world, you were super excited. He was like my little helper. You hold him. You wanted to help me make his bottle. You wanted to do everything. You would just stand next to him in his crib and just look at him and just sing to him, play with him, and just have fun with him. You just were so excited, and you couldn't wait for him to start to walk.
So did me and my brother get along well?
You guys were basically best friends. You guys played together. You guys did everything together. You guys never really fight, come to think about it. There wasn't really a time when I had to scream at you guys or you guys got in trouble. As kids, you guys just get along. You got along pretty well.
Okay, so since we're talking about getting older, middle school. How was middle school for me?
Middle school was different because that's the teenage years. So in middle school, I mean, some of the grades that you was putting out wasn't really too happy for me. So there was a couple of times that I was pretty angry. And certain times, like parents-teachers conference, like in middle school, I would say some of the friends that you would choose, I think that you could have chose better friends, you know, people that are positive and that can direct you the right way. And sometimes you would be hanging out late to get to your classrooms, and it was a lot of angry times for me with you in middle school. And I had to do a lot of talking to you and letting you know that you have to do the right thing. You have to choose the right friends in life. And you have to do what you have to do to be successful in life.
Okay, so what was one of your favorite moments of me, especially when I was in middle school? Like, what was you the most proud?
I mean, in middle school, I was proud to hear some of the teachers say, like, Takes is a leader. Takes has a brains. Like, he's so wise. He can just figure things out so easily. And sometimes the comments that they would make to me, like, it was just so amazing. Like, some of the teachers would just tell me, like, he's just so smart, you know.
So were there any serious situations where I got in trouble in middle school?
Well, I believe one time I had to be called in. I'm not sure you were involved in it, but the friends that you associated with were involved in it. And usually when your friends are in trouble and you're always hanging out with that specific group, you eventually becomes a part of that group. And most likely you're going to get involved and you're going to be in trouble. So there was this one time, I guess there was an incident in the bathroom where it was a smoking incident, and the group that you usually hang out with got involved, got in trouble, and I was called to the school because you were a part of it. And I did find out that you weren't a part of it, but being that your friends were, you know, everyone just put the blame on each other. And that was very upsetting to me.
So how did I change? Like, how did I shift from coming out of that friend group? What did it take for me to turn basically around and say, oh, this is not what I want?
It took a lot of me stressing to you. It took a lot of me being angry. It took a lot of me talking to you. And every day I would have to tell you, you need to choose your friends wisely. You need to stick with friends that are positive, friends that's going to lead you in the right direction. So many times I had to just be speaking to you about your friends. You're there not to make friends. You're there to get an education, to just get your high school diploma, and to just get out. These friends are just associates. You just hang out with your friends when at the right time.
So what would my day after school be like? What would I do as soon as I come home?
The first thing you would do in middle school is get on your phone. Here we go with the friends again. On these social medias, talking to the friends, joking with the friends, and then I would always have to be every day reminding you, are there homework? Do you have homework that you have to get done? And, well, being that I was spoiled, you know, my kids are spoiled. They don't really have chores and stuff like that, which I do think that I need to change that. So it was basically just the phone situation where you would just basically spend your whole time on the phone until it was time for you to get your homework done.
So, after school was completed in the summertime, what did I usually do? What was I into?
Oh, you was into basketball. So it's basically every day. If there wasn't a family activity that we was all going to do as a family, you would just go to the park and you would just play basketball all day, which was good because you was getting your exercise in. And then other times you would just go to the pool, hang out.
Okay, so what was the dramatic change that happened when I first had to enter high school?
Well, as you was getting into high school, I had to remind you again about friends. Like, you have to choose the right friends. And I had to let you know that this is the most important part. You have to get your education. You have to finish high school and get your high school diploma. High school is not fun and games. It's a lot of hard work. You just have to be strong. You have to just go to school and just do what you have to do. Get your mind right.
So, how would you say that I'm different now than when I was in elementary and middle school? How did you expect me to come out, and how did I turn out?
Well, I've seen a lot of change. I've seen a lot of maturity. I've realized that you did listen to me and you did decide to change your friends, your cycle, your friend's circle. And now I assume that you're choosing better friends. And I can see that you're starting to help me I have to ask you, you're contributing towards the chores in the house. And you're getting your homework done. And I'm not getting any reports of you being late to class so far. So I've seen a lot of maturity in you. And I am very, very, very proud of that.
So since we're nearing the end of the interview, what are your hopes and wishes for me and my children, if I have children, in the future?
My wishes and hopes for you would be that you become successful in life. I wish and I hope that you finish high school and go to college. I wish you have a good job, a successful job, and eventually when you do have your family, I really wish you would have a respect for your wife. You would be a strong supporter as a father if you do decide to have kids. And I just wish that you would just be a good man and support your wife, support your family, and just continue to be a loving, caring person that you are.
So, I really appreciate you doing this interview with me. And I'm appreciative of everything that you have done for me throughout my years of living.
It was my pleasure. It was fun having this little interview. And I just want you to be happy in life and successful. And I just wish that the Lord will just bless you and keep you strong in life and protect you throughout your lifetime. And I just want you to know that I care about you. I love you. And even though you have your little funny ways, your little moods at time, but you are such a blessing in my life, and you are a very smart person, and I can see a lot of success for you in life.
Okay, so this was a good interview. This was a learning experience, that people can learn about future parents already. This was a good experience. Is there anything last that you would like to say before we start off the interview?
I would just like to say, the teachers, like, I just want to just thank everyone, you know, because it's hard being a parent. It's hard being a teacher. It's a lot of work. And some of these kids are so, they're just so disrespectful and so rude. And it's just, I just want to just say, it takes a lot of patience and a lot of strength to deal with some of these kids. So I just give everybody a thumbs up for the effort that they're making. Hopefully together, each and every kid with the parents could just come out to be something successful in life.
Okay, so this is the end of the interview. Hope everyone has a good day, and goodbye.